Hey guys, and welcome to episode 50 of Dad Knows Best, a show about two friends, three kids, and a whole lot of banter. I am Harrison Mudge, proud father of one, and to my right, nobody. Nobody today. I'm all alone. All by myself. Adam couldn't make it today. He's busy. Not got time for me anymore, apparently. But the show must go on, ladies and gentlemen. So, without any further ado, let's just get into it, guys. It might be a shorter episode, seeing as I've got no one to back and forth from. But yeah, we'll riff. I just wanted to jump on the mics today for one very exciting time that's happening in my life right now. Not quite my life, my son's life, but he is officially starting to crawl. That's right. So the date is, what is the date today? The date is Thursday, the 9th of July, as of recording, so very last minute. Hence why the show's coming out late this evening. But yeah, the weekend, this weekend that's just gone, so I think it was Sunday the 4th or Sunday the 5th, whatever. Getting bogged down in the details. So Sunday the 4th was the official day that he started crawling. And funny story about it, actually. So Emmy actually stayed over at a friend's house at the weekend. And on the Saturday before she left, so she left for a friend, Claire's. She left about 1 o'clock. And earlier on in the day, he's been on all fours for a while. So he's been able to hold himself up, sort of get his knees underneath himself. But it seemed to be the sticking point. I'm not sure if I've already said this on a show, but yeah, he seems to be, the sticking point was that he'd get on all fours, but he couldn't lift his hands, lift his arms or anything like that. He couldn't reach. If he did reach for something, he would lift one arm up and then collapse down. So yeah, close, but no cigar. And then on the Saturday, in the Saturday morning, he was able to reach for things. So it was obviously like, and it was really weird because a few days or the days leading up to the Sunday where he actually started to crawl, I could see the very small progress that he was making in the movement of crawling. So he'd been stuck on the hands and knees for a while, but then a few days prior, I noticed that he was able to bring his knees underneath him a bit more. He could get on his knees anyway, but he was bringing them in as opposed to kind of rocking back onto them, if that makes sense. And then, like I say, he couldn't lift his arm up because he'd collapse. And then on the Saturday, he lifted his arm up and could reach things and he wouldn't fall over. So he was able to balance with 3 points of contact, obviously. But obviously it was the next step of that, obviously, is when you put one hand forward, you put the other hand forward and you start moving forward, you start crawling. So yeah, on the Sunday morning, we got up, had some milk. I had some oats. and then put him on the mat, our luxury play mat. Did an unboxing video of that, by the way. I'll put it in the card if you're watching on YouTube. But yeah, that's an interesting mat. So that's like a thick little play mat that looks stylish. It looks very, what's the word? It's not too loud and in your face. So we had a look at other play mats and they're like bright colours, big patterns, something that you don't mind putting down when the kids are playing on it, but you don't want it in the living room 24/7 because it's just loud and garish. Which is pretty sure is what the wife calls me as well. But yeah, so we got that mat. So that was great because we knew he was going to start moving. And there's been times where he's, for example, fallen back and very slowly because he's tried to balance, but that inevitably they don't have the perfect balance. So they fall off and then he falls back, hits his head and he bounces. Luckily he bounces. Because the mat is very soft. Anyway, getting derailed. Where was it? So yeah, so Sunday morning, he gets up. He's on all fours and he just reaches. I start by putting like a toy a bit further away in front of him. And by the way, I'm filming him on my phone for 3 days straight. Just knowing that he's going to start crawling. So I've got like 20 gigs of videos of Elliot that's in a way is not even moving. but then he eventually moves forward. So I might, if you're watching on YouTube, what I'll do is I will put a little snippet of his very first hand movements and his very first crawl on the screen. So if anyone's watching, if you're only listening, all the more reason to go and watch and subscribe and hit that like button and hit that bell and all those good calls to action. But yes, that was really amazing. A proud moment. I'll say it. I'm not one to actually say I feel proud of a lot of things, if anything, maybe because I just don't normally know what it feels like. But this has definitely been a proud moment, looking at this little thing that was just a lump of flesh that needed feeding and changing and a lot of sleep, is slowly becoming more of a functional being that can move around and grab things. He's been grabbing things for a while, but now he's mobile and can start grabbing things that were technically out of his reach before. Now he can go and get damn things. So yeah, that's fun. That's exciting. And it was so funny as well, because he's on his belly, for example. So now that he started crawling, he's not, if you can hear knocking, by the way, for some reason my chair keeps hitting the microphone arm, so apologies for that. He's not just like nailed the crawl and all of a sudden can go from one end of the living room to the other. He can just move. He can probably move near enough like a single length of his own body, more or less, because I've noticed that I think the next step of his crawling, so not only has he learnt to now get his knees under him and then obviously balance on his hands, balance on one hand and two knees, so 3 points of contact, not three knees. Now he can move forwards by pushing off his knees and his hands can keep up underneath him. But the thing he's still learning and is learning each day, obviously, is he's not necessarily bringing his knees with him as he moves forward, if that makes sense. So he will crawl technically with his hands beyond the point in which his knees end up behind him again. So he's lying down. So he crawls forward, can move probably half a body length. I don't know, probably drastically overestimating how far he can move or could move. But it feels definitely like at least a body length. So yeah, so it's just fascinating to see him slowly develop a skill like that, which is it's just amazing. So that what I was saying was what's fascinating now is before, if he was on his belly, that was where he was, couldn't move any further. Now he can pivot as well, so not only can he move forward half a body length, for example, he can go from facing one way, seeing something over his shoulder, which is something so weird that he does as well. He always wants to look over his shoulder. I don't know if he's like paranoid or what, but he always, whenever you hold him, he always like, always looking away. It's the weirdest thing. So it's a bit of a nightmare, really. He's got the back of his head's great though. So I know that better than I know his face. But yeah, so he pivots and he can pivot the mat that we've got. It's not square, but it's like a meter by just over a meter. And he can be facing one way and he can spin around the other and basically be off the mat nearly. And he's also got a habit of peeling this damn mat up and chewing the end of it. Brilliant. Got to anti-back that all the time. And then I've even got a photo of him. So a friend of the show, Stephen May, He said that when they start learning to crawl, you need an exercise that you need to do, you and a wife. You need to get a bottle of wine. Don't think that's necessary, but it's an option. Helps enjoy the process. But you want to lie on your back and go around the house or the apartment or wherever you live and see what you can reach. Because if you can reach it and it's dangerous, it needs to be moved or it needs to be locked away or whatever. And I don't know if anyone else's house is like this, but like under the sink is the place for the plastic bags and the bleaches and all the cleaning stuff. So the poison cupboard, basically. So we need to move that or we need to lock it or something. So yeah, we've got to get some more shelves. I think everything's just going to end up moving up 5 feet. So nothing from the waist down in the cupboards or anything like that. So yeah, so that's an exciting moment that we're going through at the moment. Exciting experience. Yeah, very proud, very proud. Yeah, so I just wanted to jump on the mic, jump in front of the camera and just like tell the future me, or remind the future me, that the proud feeling that I was going through when this was all happening. So it's really exciting. And one other thing before I go, actually, is I said it on the previous show, I got the book, it arrived yesterday. That is The 60 Minute Father by Rob Parsons. I've literally only just read, I think, what page is that? I've read up to like page 3, page 4, and just use as an example. But it's basically, from the gist of it, I'm sure, again, we've already spoke about this on the show before, because Adam's read it. But the gist of it is, don't waste the opportunity that you have now to spend time with your kids. I'm guessing the message here, but it's basically trying to say the time you have now is not time you'll ever be able to get back. So if you can make the time, we're all busy, we've all got things to do, we've got deadlines and jobs and projects and things to finish, but I think it's trying to say, like, you need to prioritize the family time now, because when they hit 15, 17, 20, whatever, is you'll be chasing them to spend time with them. So and all the time that you had spent doing whatever else and it wasn't with them, you're gonna regret that. So yeah, probably butchering that. I'll get back to you on what I thought of it once I've read it. It's not a thick book, which is, it's my favorite kind of book, actually, super thin, and it is designed apparently to be readable in an hour. So yeah, I will let you know about that one. If you want to actually check this book out, I'll put a link in the description and the show notes and things like that. But yeah, so I'm gonna wrap this one up, guys. Thank you so much for your continued support. Keep listening, keep watching, do both, you know, double the content, twice as nice. Don't forget to like, share, comment and subscribe on all the platforms, both of them. Podcast, whatever podcatcher of choice you've got, on the YouTube, hit those like buttons, smash the subscribe button. See you next time, guys. Bye.